Hello, I'm Connie Reagan Green, and this is Prestavelius, Excellence in Marketing. Remember that you can find my podcast on Apple Music and also on Amazon Music. And if you Google Connie Reagan Green, you're likely to find this podcast as well. So today, I'd like to talk about doubling your productivity with implementation. Are you implementing what you learn? Or are you taking action? Are you making things happen? And do you ever think or utter the words, "I already know that"? So I'm going to start by telling you a story. For many years, I spoke twice a year at an event in Atlanta. It was called NAMS, the Novice to Advanced Marketing System. And I was fortunate to be included as an instructor early on, not the very first event they had, but within that next year, they started inviting more people that they didn't know from the Atlanta, Georgia area. And I was one of them. And that first time that I went, I also invited one of my students to meet me there, and we shared a room, and her name is Helen. And they had a contest, so it was a three-day event, so you were there 5 days usually. You came in one day, like a Thursday, and got to know people and got settled into your room. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday was the three-day event. And then Monday, people were getting ready to depart, go back wherever in the world they were coming from. I was coming from Southern California. And they announced on the morning that they began the actual event, so Friday morning, that they were going to have an affiliate contest because they wanted to bring more people into the NAMS programs that are still going on to this day, if you're interested in them. And they would have two separate contests, and this was wonderful. This made it very fair. One would be for the instructors, so I already had been added as an instructor, and I was in that group. So people that were more experienced, that already had an online business, that were making money, that were doing what we had come there to learn about and share and implement, yes. They had the other part of the contest for the students, the attendees, people like Helen. And so when we were doing this, then we were all thinking, you know, how am I going to do this? And I won't tell you what I did. I did some guerrilla marketing there because I really did want to win the affiliate contest that weekend, and I did. But I also wanted Helen to have a fair shot at it, and she had a list, but she only had about 50 names on that list. And so we talked, and I shared some strategies, things that she could do, and she did them, and sure enough, she won the student portion of that affiliate contest that weekend, and they announced that Sunday after lunch. And when they announced the names, and I stood up, and there was applause, and that was wonderful. And I don't remember if there was something. Maybe they gave me something, maybe a camera or something small and appropriate for an instructor winning an affiliate contest at a live event. And then for Helen, as the winner of the portion for the students/attendees, they had her come up in front of the room, and it was so beautiful. They had her come up, and then several people that were from the original group of NAMS people, they surrounded her. They were around her, and each one, and she told about herself, and she said she had come with me, and she had started her business the year before, and I was working with her. I was working with her in a program called 10K Laser Coaching, if you remember that. And so she told about herself and gave her website. And then the people, there were about five people then that surrounded her in a circle. And each one of them told her what they were going to give her. They were going to give her their program or their course or something that they had that they were using as part of their business to teach other people, to help them really get started online. And tears were streaming down Helen's face, and she's such a beautiful, kind person, and each person, you know, told her what they were giving her, and there were hugs all around, and then everybody went back to their seat. And one of the people that had been an original person at that event, and somebody I'm still very close to, she just wrote the foreword for my Essays at the Intersection of Hope and Synchronicity book that's now in hardcover, which is wonderful. That's Nicole Dean. And so Nicole and I spoke afterwards, and she said, I'm so glad Helen won, because she knew who Helen was from my 10K laser coaching program. And she said, I'm just so glad that Helen won, because she'll implement what she's learning here and the different packages that she won. And I nodded in agreement. I'm thinking yes. And Nicole says, you agree? I said, yes. I said, Helen definitely is an implementer, and she will do it. So I wanted to share that story with you, because we tell people who we are with everything we do, with everything we say, with everything we say we're going to do and we don't do. And implementing, it turns out, is really the most important part of anything. So I continue to work with people. I've been online now since 2006, so 17 years. Hard to believe, but I love what I'm doing so much. I can't imagine having a different life than the one I have with my business and my personal life. It's so, so incredible. And the people that come to me, I try to spend some time with them before they come into my programs. If they sign up for one of my courses or take a product, that's different. But if they want to come into one of my programs, I want people that will implement, people that will take action, people that will listen, ask questions, and not think to themselves or say out loud, I already know that, because that's dangerous, very dangerous. So I'm pretty good at choosing people that I feel will have a strong probability of being successful, because the truth is, anyone can be successful with an online business. They really can. But you have to take action. And if you're going to be a business, you have to remember that being in business means bringing in income. You have to be sustainable with your business. You have to be a going concern. That's a phrase, if you look that up, that has to do with business. A going concern, that means you're making profit every year. You're bringing in more money than you're sending out with expenses and purchases and things like that. And online, we don't have a brick and mortar building or office or, you know, things like that. We're doing it from a home office typically, and it makes it easier in so many ways. So when I work with the people, I'm looking for people that will implement, people that will take action, people that will listen, ask questions, do, course correct, and do again. But there are people that are professional learners. I recognize it at some point with some of the people, because I spent my life before I came online as being a professional learner. I was a student of many things. All of the years I was teaching in the classroom, so 20 years, every semester I was taking at least one course. I was working on something I wanted to move up in my, so when you're teaching with the school district, you have to move up in the units of college credits that you have so that you can have more salary. And I was, the first few years, I was working on getting to the top with that, and I did. Then I would be interested in something else, and I'd take classes for that. I would just keep going. And the last class that I took, I had just started my online business, was astronomy. And I remember thinking during that time, I guess I won't be able to take classes like this anymore. A little sadness there. But I thought, well, but it's because I'm going to be learning what to do in my business, and I need to actually do it, because I've left teaching. I've left real estate that I was doing. So I was doing teaching full time. I was doing real estate part time. I left that behind to come online. So I knew that the learning would only be related to what I was learning to do in the business, and that I would implement, take action, massive action, be as productive as possible, so I could replace the income I had given up. So take a look at what you're doing. It breaks my heart, honestly, when I see people taking one class after another. And they're very excited, and they love the class, and they love whoever was doing it. So I'm talking about online classes. And they start to do something related to the class, and then they move on to the next thing. And if you look at their income for that month, many times it was nothing or next to nothing, but it certainly didn't pay the cost of doing business, their expenses for having a business online. And it is a choice, and it's a choice that I want you to commit to. I want you to say that every day you'll start with something that's income producing. So I start by reaching out via email. I'm sending an email to my community. I'm going to social media. Twitter is my favorite. I'm Connie Green on Twitter. I'm going there and sharing some things that are income producing. Then I'm going through my email and I'm reaching out to people who have just purchased a product or a course from me, are in my mentoring program or another program that I have going online, people that I'm somehow connected with. People right now that are coming to my live event. I'm back to doing my live events. I'll be in Los Angeles again at the same location, and that's April 14th through 16th. Reach out to me. Go over to twitter.com/Connie Green, and you can find my link tree there. You can find out how to reach me super, super easily, or email me at conniegreenhouse@yahoo.com. That's the very fastest way. And, you know, when I'm reaching out to the people, I'm asking them questions. I'm sharing what I'm doing. And in this past week, I was looking for more people that would be willing to attend the event and also to come as a presenter and a speaker. And so now I have a wonderful group of speakers, and it was Lou Bortone. You may know him. He's the video godfather. And I'm so excited. He's coming. He lives in New England and in New Hampshire. And he'll be coming to Los Angeles, and he's professional with video. And we're going to spend part of the day Saturday at the beach and on Manhattan Pier with Lou guiding us with video. And now we all have video equipment because we all have a smartphone. So it's very, very exciting. But interacting with the different people, back and forth with them about, you know, how we can help each other to build our businesses. And the way I can help people is by showing them what to do every day. And I have to say that in 17 years, and I've been mentoring people now just over 15 years, because I waited to get to six figures before I took people into a program where they were paying me to help them get started with business. So be careful who your mentors are. Make sure that they're doing what you want to do, and also that they have a mentor. Brendan Burchard is my mentor. So your mentor needs to have a mentor. So when I'm interacting with people, however I'm doing that, whether I'm in person with them or on the phone or on a webinar or through email or whatever it is, or social media, I'm never saying, yeah, you should take this class. This is something else you need to learn. No, because if you take a class and you learn something, that's a choice. But what I'm going to tell you to do is think of the most recent course that you took and implement it. So I started a new training yesterday about email marketing, and this will end up being a two-year program. But I advertised it as a three-session course that would be finished in a couple of weeks. Why? I wanted people to come in and be wowed by what I'll finally end up sharing with them. I'm also looking for the people that will implement. So we're meeting again next week, next Wednesday, and I've asked them to do something. I've asked them to write down the names of five people that they know in their personal life that they could communicate with via email. So a lot of people are texting now, or phone calls, or in person only, that kind of thing. And it's a course on email marketing. So I want them to find people they know in their personal life. So this isn't adding to a list. Most of these people don't have a list. And of all the people that are in this program, and there's now about 625 people are in the program, which is amazing that I was able to launch a program, and only about 25% of those people came through affiliates. So it's very exciting. And how many of those people will implement? My experience shows me that only about 10% of the people I work with really fully implement. So already today, class was yesterday, already today, I've had two people write to me and say, yes, I'm making my list. Do you want to see the list? And I write back and I say, I'm so excited. I'm so glad you're doing this. You're implementing. You're taking action. and you're going to double your productivity in so doing. So keep going, keep going. Let me know when you get to five, because one person had two and one person had three, and they're so excited. How amazing would it be if over 600 people took action? We all know five people, and either we already have their email address or we could get it pretty easily, right? You agree? Are you nodding from wherever you're listening to this podcast from? But if somebody tells you that this is something wonderful, and I gave six examples, and I even showed a photo for each of the people that I used as my examples. And I showed their first name. I didn't show a last name or an email address for privacy. But when I was showing this, I was making it as easy as possible. Either you know people and you have their email address or can get it, or you just don't feel like that's something you want to do. You might be thinking, well, I think I'll do this other thing instead. And that's where the issues begin. If we don't believe someone who's telling us something that we can do that will help us start making money almost immediately and will help us as we build and grow our list, then maybe those people aren't cut out for the entrepreneurial lifestyle. Most people aren't. Only about 5% of people are actually going to be successful with entrepreneurship. You can be one of them. So I want you to think about what I'm talking about today. I want you to think about doubling your productivity and ask yourself, are you implementing what you learn? Are you taking action? Or are you saying, I already know that, and deciding that you'll do something else? I'm Connie Reagan Green from ConnieReaganGreen.com, and you're here for episode 102 of Prestabilious, Excellence in Marketing. Thank you.